Whatever you want.
You're on.
It's August 17th. Chuck is missing from the meeting tonight, but the rest of us are here, ready for our pre-discussion with the administrator. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, thank you. See the agenda in front of you. Just updating you on where we're at with the certified mechanic and the public works supervisor. So we had a labor management meeting with the union business manager, agreed to an MOU for the certified mechanic. And if you'd like, I could pull that MOU up for you so you can see what that looks like. Just one second. There's the MOU. This is when we had Kent Murphy in the room, so we all talked together. There's a new classification. And of course, they are agreeing to the new classification. As we talked before about the overtime for a certified mechanic, it does not fall in the same category as the other public works folks. It'll be discretionary based on the public works supervisor, whether it be emergency or snow and ice events and things of that nature, but not the regular rotation of overtime.
Can you say that again? They're a mechanic only? They're not in the rotation to clean streets or?
That's correct, unless it's absolutely necessary to have this person work overtime.
Also stating that the overtime for that position is not eligible to anyone else, correct?
Right. Yeah, if a fire truck goes down, the certified mechanic would be called in to take care of that.
And I am going to see less use of outside vendors.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I'd love to know how many outside vendors we use now, what we spent on it last year. Be great to know. And so I can compare and contrast in the future.
Yeah, just try to pull something together where.
You've already done this, right? We're already down this path. We're getting the certified mechanic because people thought it was critically important. And I'm not debating whether it's critically important. I just would like the facts so when I come next year and I can compare and contrast.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah. It's not going to be hard to pull. Just pull those bills.
Is it from the UAN?
Yeah.
So.
It'd be great if we saved all kinds of money, right?
Paul's got this right now. He signs, I'll bring it to the board for you all to approve at the next meeting. We put together a committee for the public works supervisor. The committee's made up of myself, Doug, Kathleen, Claire as our HR representative, and also a fire representative. I left it to Matt for his discretion. If he wanted to delegate someone, he could, but Matt chose that he would like to sit in on it. So we start, we have a meeting tomorrow to go over the five. I'd like to narrow it to three. There was three candidates I sent rejection emails to today. There's two on the bubble. And three that are pretty good candidates with experience. So we'll go over it tomorrow as a committee, and then they're going to get interview instructions on how we're going to
Great, sounds perfect. It doesn't have to be that extensive, doesn't have to involve all your departments, but more than you and Doug is great.
Well, I certainly want to have.
Claire makes a ton of
Claire
sense.
And fire, they're going to work close with this person.
Great.
So we want to have that continuity and have everyone give their opinion.
Great.
So.
I just did a quick look through fire repair and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't splitting out parts and labor, but we got about $40,000 in mechanic bills this year. There's parts in there, you know, when I get the bill from them. So now we would just be doing parts, but that's just on fire. I didn't look at EMS or roads, so.
Thank you.
The speed of the turnaround, that's going to be a big thing, though. Or it's not saying someone else is shot for a long time, waiting on one.
Maybe,
somebody
right.
Getting it right back out.
Maybe
there.
Parts are just impossible to get, period, and who knows?
Black Road had a meeting with myself and Gavin and Maumee. Sat with Maumee in the county. Maumee
is
wants
JCA
to play
the new administrator?
Well, with us.
Good. Is JCA the new? Your
joint cooperation agreement.
Oh, not the initials of the administrator.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, joint cooperation agreement with Maumee. So they're in favor of what we propose. So they're taking it to their council. They've got all the numbers. So once that happens, then there'll be a GACA with us, the county, and Maumee for that portion of Black Road. And what it is, it's widening the road. There'll be 10-foot multi-use paths on each side of the road for connectivity.
Is this what the traffic studies for?
We just signed the engineers.
Yes, so that's for Black Road as well. Thank you for doing that.
It's in this pile of stuff. I don't know if Chuck needs to sign it
or
not.
No, he doesn't. I only need two trustees, so I'll take that back.
But it's a traffic study.
It is for Black Road. Black Road doesn't have any speed limit signs, which what that is that's a Lucas County engineer's indication that it's 55 miles an hour. It shouldn't be 55 miles an hour. I think we all agree on it. So there needs to be a traffic study performed. My guess is that it'll probably, ODOT will approve it once the traffic counts come in to lower to 45 or 35. But right now it's a racetrack.
Okay.
Good thing I'm moving. It's hard to retrain yourself what the speed limit is.
I'm sure some folks won't be too happy, but it is a racetrack. And if we're looking to improve it with multi-use paths, the speeds need to come down. So, still waiting to hear from the other person. Before I go knock on their door, they did receive a letter for the ridge to our facility. So, kind of give them a little grace before I go knock on their door.
A plate of cookies.
Here's your list that was created. I did update it, as I said, I was going to. You see some completes. Assistant fiscal officer. Prevention of sexual harassment. Highland's going to do that. Again, we're looking at a time of day that's going to be best for all of our departments. Usually, in between the mowing and leaf season is a good time to get everyone to the table for that. Still no decision yet as far as a new building on the meeting room. Let me know how you guys quickly you want to move on that.
far as the annex building, I know we kept talking about it and kicking it around.
That we're waiting for the completion of the renovations here, but.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for you about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The dais for the historical society or community center building, are we moving forward with that?
And that's what I was waiting, because the annex building was something that was proposed maybe as a meeting location versus that.
Yeah.
So it kind of caught in between, caught in the middle, which way we want to roll.
I was wondering if we were doing both, because they were kind of excited about that and then it's just kind of been left, so.
I'm hearing some rumblings of potential employment issue with Kendra, like she might not want to be there anymore.
I heard that, I've talked to Kendra a couple times this week and she mentioned nothing about that to me.
Okay.
She's all excited about the Halloween thing coming up. So that I don't know, but there is also another issue there with foundation problems. Just putting it out there now.
You mean the building?
Huge crack on the, I believe the northwest corner. So they're having someone come out and look at that, see what needs to be done.
So here's where, I mean, we own the facility, correct? And that, I think that stuff, anything that has to do with that building should be ran through Monclova Township.
Would you rather we have the person go in there and look at?
I would think that we would want to have.
Okay.
So that's a lease problem, right?
Ownership on it.
And Gavin can speak to this best, because he knows the lease way better than I do. But we, though we own the building, gave them all kinds of control in the lease.
Yeah, I mean, what do we do, like a $1 a year lease? And if I remember correctly, they're supposed to take care of everything to our arts and crafts discretion. We pay for things when they come ask for it, even though per the lease, we're not obligated to do it, you know, because we gave them control of the building for a dollar. It's like we washed our hands on it. But then they come back to us and say, I know we don't pay you rent, but please fix all these things for us. So it's always just been this, what do we, you know, what's our role? And I always just say, if it's in the lease, I like to follow the lease. If we want to redo the lease, then let's redo the lease. But it's, you know, it's, it looks like there's favoritism or, you know, certain things we want to do, certain things we don't want to do. It just, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And I'm just a
There is some rhyme or reason. We did the architect's survey of the building and tried to make sure that the building was stable. So there was some, right, there was some rhyme or reason. But you're right in the fact that sometimes they pay for it, sometimes we pay for it. And I would say before Mike came on board, Harold and I were supposed to sit down. Some combination of people were supposed to sit down with the president. And that president has since left. I'm blanking on who. And we asked, we want to give you your room, we want to manage the building. How can we take this over? And he said he would approach everyone and see if they were interested in it. They were having volunteer problems, right? There weren't enough people on the committee, on and on and on. They came back and said, we're not interested in changing the lease. And so we dropped it. I don't want to lease a room from them for a meeting room. So I don't know how that works.
No, that wasn't. The discussion was that we put the dais in, not even if, but that we would use it for no fee on our meeting nights if we needed it. But yeah, I understand what you're saying about all of the lease stuff. This isn't an upgrade. This isn't a cosmetic. So if you go with structurally sound, building owner has to go back. I don't know how.
Follow you. I'm just saying there are other issues there as well. Yeah. We asked for control of the building before they, or as they were hiring her. Could she become a township employee, maybe, we said, right? There were all kinds of options. Yeah, there were all kinds of options, and they just came back and said, we're not interested in working with you to change the way things are. And I think it was just that simple, that we wanted to have a conversation about it. Because that was a chance to move us over there, the meeting hall over there. So, yep, we need to fix the building. That's
so
how it's always ended up.
Is this something we should just go through Doug for and have him work with them on getting someone in there? If you want it to be on our side to have the appraisal done.
I guess what does the lease say? I mean, I don't.
We can get you a copy of it,
yeah,
for sure.
Just to like go through it. I mean, if they're,
I think it
if
might
they're
be
responsible
in
for the upkeep
everything.
Of the building and everything, then right. Sure.
My lease abstract says, leasee agrees to provide for all operational expenses, including maintenance, repairs, and or replacement of any of the property.
Yep. That pretty much sums it up right there.
Your lease abstract, he summarized the lease in 5 short words.
Well, no,
without ChatGPT, because that was a long
that
time
was
ago.
Period. Yeah.
That was a long time ago. No chat on that one. Oh, so what I want to do is take this opportunity to change a lease.
A repair like that can be certainly costly. I mean, do they have money for it?
Do they?
Yeah.
I have the financial statements, but I don't believe that they were planning on it.
Right.
It was pretty much the township owns the building, so.
So there's an opportunity to change the lease, because the argument is that you signed a lease.
Yep. And now we're going to take over the building.
You take it.
We'll give you this room and
yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
Seems
we've put furnaces in, we've put that.
Right. It seems fitting to me that we lease to them space.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
The historical foundation should be there.
The building,
we retain ownership. If we're leasing you space, to
yep.
use space, we expect you to do the daily cleaning. However, mechanical stuff that breaks down, that falls back on Monclova Township. We should be the ones certainly responsible for the mechanical, the structure, of that building, taking it over, taking it back. Your space, we certainly want you to keep it in
so
order.
So the historical foundation runs it, or the lease is with the historical foundation, but they hire someone to manage the building, right? To put people rent, to rent
they
the space.
Spaces.
To have yoga up there,
oh,
to
I
do
see.
All that stuff.
I see, yeah.
So, the township want to continue the relationship the way it is. And we shouldn't pay for everything in the building if they're making money on the yoga studio.
Right.
And the coffee shop. And
right.
Under full disclosure, Gavin has a space over there through his daughter, or tried to get a space.
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened.
It did, but my lease expires the end of October.
Okay.
Yeah, just that business didn't work. Couldn't get any kids to come over for after school care.
Okay.
So.
So this goes all the way back to 97?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I just emailed both of you.
So it's just not as simple as.
No, it's not.
Never is.
It's pretty complicated,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly. Plus, it goes back to 97.
Yeah,
and
you've
got,
lease, yeah.
You've got people that are embedded.
Yeah, and on the record, because we're being recorded, right, we tried to explore unique ideas or different ideas for that building, and some of the board members felt that that might have been like a personal attack on their business or what they were trying to accomplish, and it never was meant to be. It was like, let's not let's work together, and
so
it didn't happen that
right.
way.
And you know, another angle, which is not fabricated, is that we are exploring the possibility of capital improvements on Monclova Road with purchasing of some property for the vision of a downtown. That building right there
becomes critically important to
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. So we have a vested interest in that building, for sure.
I'll just throw out there an idea, because we go all over the place. And 2 years ago, we tried to start a strategic plan, and we never finished the strategic plan. And it might be a good idea, just so, because we're like, oh, where do we want our meeting room to be? Do we want it to be down there? Do we want it to be there? So then we come up with like real ideas that that are well thought out, and not saying ours aren't, but you know what I mean. Like it's the future of what we're doing, and we could do something along those lines, just so then it's more clear for everyone.
Yeah, you have a definitive plan on
what we're so we're not it's not wasting money, but you know, attacking our time and energy and resources the right way.
Right, a roadblock gets thrown up and we move to a different, instead of digging through the roadblock.
Yes.
You have the strategic plan. I sent it to you before you started, but I can send it all over again. We're really close to having something. We just couldn't see that all the way through. And then after listening to the county commissioners, I think something, theirs is awfully esoterical. You know, it's like a clear up there. I think ours is a little bit more practical than that, so, which is where I would want it. I don't
is there a consultant used?
We did work with the Ohio Extension Office to start with, and that didn't go so well, but we have some stuff together.
Okay. You don't mind refreshing my
I thoughts? Absolutely will. I'll sit down and tell you how it all got done.
Love to hear it.
Sure.
No,
you
didn't.
It's something totally that we have to accomplish, right?
Not at all. I'm not off course.
I would love the meeting room to be at the community center. It's just as fine of a space. It already has parking.
Yeah.
It probably isn't quite as easy. The elevator,
the
steps.
Access, yeah.
I think the annex building could be designed perfectly for a meeting space. But I still think that the vision of Monclova Road, right?
Yeah.
We have parks here, how do we connect? Like there could be, so.
I mean, there's a study that we engaged DGL on that they're performing now. I mentioned earlier, engaged Peter. Peter Griggs at a Teams meeting with him. Peter and his firm are well skilled working with other entities and political subdivisions on data center plans. So we are engaging them with a resolution tonight. There is a fixed dollar number there. If in fact we get, if we exceed that, we can always go back and amend it, but we don't think we're going to. This has no disrespect at all to the Sanderson Law with Walton and Dawn. Pete's done a lot. You probably, when you were a township administrator, had some experience with that law firm, Rocious from Columbus.
I've known him for 25 years.
Yeah. So
we can just get it done this way.
We can get it done this way. Pete had already.
You have plenty to do.
Pete sent over a document today that was very worthy. Eric has it as well. Eric's instructed to sit with Molly and go through that document because I think now we can streamline some stuff. So
the way he's explained it, at the sessions I've been at, is that it's multifaceted, that a data center has to go through lots of hoops.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what
they go through us, they go through the BZA, they do it all, so I'll look forward to seeing it.
Yep. Also had a discussion with him on living at home rule, he's a big fan of it. He thinks that if you have the ability to be living at home rule, you should do it. So that's what we're doing.
It's just such great protection from the state.
Mm-hmm. And again, just continued updates to the zoning resolution, which we will continue to converse with Dawn and Walt. They did a nice job for us. I told Dawn, Walt, you weren't here. I know you're a big part of that text amendment that is going forward now with the zoning process.
Yep.
So. We all continue to do our thing. So.
Number 7 there is from the Ohio Township Association colleague of mine. She does Saturday a quarter, 9 to 10, where she meets with the general public at the office and they discuss a variety of things. Sometimes lots of people show up, sometimes nobody shows up. Chuck seemed like he would be interested in doing it.
I'm fine with that.
If I did one, you did one, Chuck did one, maybe Gavin would do one, you never know. I would love to get that started.
He's ignoring it, yeah.
Right, and I think there might be issues other than data centers at this point. She posted on Facebook, it's not like highly advertised or anything like that. She does it on her own Facebook, and I think the township does it, I'm not sure. So
this is something that we have Christina coming on board with us, that she can certainly put together something creative that can draw attention to this and get it out there.
And assign us to Saturdays,
yes.
Right? Once a quarter, it's not that often.
Right.
You would probably have to pick one that's...
I would prefer the
right.
Winter again.
Yeah, you'd have
the
to pick one.
The winter quarter?
Yeah,
yeah,
November.
Wouldn't do one in the summer, and then we could do, Chuck and I could try the other
yeah.
two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the hunting quarter, because he goes hunting, so whenever.
Hunting widow?
He's gone, so I'll go be the hunter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Anyway, I would love to get that done.
Okay.
I don't know if that requires an employee to be in the building at the same time. I don't think it does for her.
I don't
think
so.
Right.
Really,
you don't have to show
gonna,
up just because I'm here.
Up, right?
Right, and I would just say,
just
well, we'll talk to Mike about it when I see him on Monday.
It's just an information session.
Right. Good to know what their priorities are, what they care about.
And quite honestly, I could show each one of you how to use the Fireflies that can give a summary of your informational meeting.
Yeah, I put mission statement. Like, if we could just get that done instead of the whole strategic plan, we have it in the strategic plan, but let's just get the mission statement solidified.
Did we start on the mission statement?
Oh,
with
yeah.
The plan?
It's written.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I'll get it all to you. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Put eyes on it.
I get to go to Columbus. For Wednesday,
well,
the OTA
I'll be
is
getting my phone calls then.
The OTA makes me do work for the township for sure. Mike,
guess what we're gonna start doing. All good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're done. Anything?
I mean, it's.
We talked about that agenda already. I am, what am I doing for Z17390?
You are continuing the public hearing
and setting the date for the next meeting in September, which is September 8th.
Because Chuck's not here and we can't vote on it.
So that's something you might want to mention, that is that we're not meeting Monday, it's a Tuesday.
What week were you not going to be here?
October 5th.
Okay.
October 5th. I got a little basal cell they're taking out, and I'm not coming unattractive. So I'm assuming that maybe a lot right now, but not coming with a big hole in my face. Another resolution, part-time appointments. Okay, that's it.